Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting second. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Steve Whitaker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Bonson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Stan Bonson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second. The second baseman, Marv Steele. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Klages. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Fred Klages. And now, play ball. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Klages covering, for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a line drive into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud takes first base on ball four. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele takes first base on ball four. Stroud moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. Stroud moves to third. Steele moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stroud scores. Steele moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steele scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGraw. The throw from Bryan and he is out, Clark applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Klages covering, for the out. Two outs. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive towards first. Hegan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Klages is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klages hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro takes first base on ball 4. Brian moves to second. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to third for the out. Ferraro moves to second. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Steele scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stroud is called out on strikes. One out. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Steele hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pepitone. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Adair applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Bryan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mercer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bryan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Klages is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klages is 0 for 1 in the game. Klages hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stroud is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Steele hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Bonson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Steele for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Roy White pinch hits for Stan Bonson. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of AG who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Ferraro goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of AG who is chasing the ball. Clark reaches third base with a triple. Hegan scores. It's Yankees, 2, White Sox, 2. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Talbot now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ferraro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pepitone, who is chasing the ball. Agee reaches third base with a triple. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Brian and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mercer misplays the ball. That's an error on Mercer. Agee scores. McCraw moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Brian, and Clark drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. McCraw scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brian strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ferraro hits a line drive into left field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Hector Lopez pinch hits for Fred Talbot. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-3 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Clark moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Hegan scores. Clark moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tresh for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dooley Womack now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Womack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brian hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roger Maris pinch hits for Dooley Womack. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Yankees. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Renef now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Dwayne Josephson. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey bunts towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Clark covering, for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berry moves to third. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's Yankees, 5, White Sox, 5. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stroud is hit by the pitch. Bradford moves to second. Pete Ward pinch hits for Al Weiss. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Ruben Amaro now playing shortstop. Bill Skowron pinch hits for Pete Ward. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. John Buzzard now pitching. John Romano now catching. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Barker pinch hits for Steve Hamilton. Ray Barker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barker bunts towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to second. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. Clark moves to third. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-4 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Stottlemyre now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-4 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stottlemyre fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brian hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-0 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-4 in the game. Adair bunts towards the mound. Stottlemyre fields it and throws to first for the out. Causey moves to second. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Causey scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and New York Yankees, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.